When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Welcome to Transylvania. We're very happy that you're here.
So glad you're here.
Oh, welcome to Transylvania. We greet you with a mighty cheer.
Halushnik!
We're considered both a death and a tourist trap.
Thanks to all the Frankensteins, you put us on the map.
So
welcome to Transylvania.
Though vampires suck your blood at night, and werewolves prowl in the pale moonlight,
and zombies have a tendency to roam, it's the place,
oh, it's the place,
the place we humbly call
home,
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 home.
Transylvania.
Good evening and welcome to Broadway to Main Street. Hello, I'm your host for this special Halloween broadcast. This is your host, Count Larry Maslan, welcoming you to the great thrills, chills, spills, ghouls, goblins, zombies, whatever you got there on Broadway. Perhaps we should call today's broadcast Bloodway to Main Street. Get it? Right, wasn't so funny. All right, but what was funny is the score to Young Frankenstein, which you just heard a little bit of, by my good pal Mel Brooks. And we are going to go through all the different shows that dealt a little bit with horror and terror and monsters on the Broadway. Not too many, but we hear a few. They're kind of amusing. One of my favorite families, of course, of all time would be the Addams Family. And they got their own musical a couple seasons back. Not a big hit, but it had some nice things. So we're going to hear the opening number, which I think is actually quite wonderful, with the crepuscular, that's a hard word to say, crepuscular Bebe Neuwirth as Morticia, and the wonderful effervescence Nathan Lane as the family clan leader Gomez Adams. Here we go, opening number from the Adams Family.
Ah, the intoxicating spell of the graveyard. Once a year, when the last leaf of autumn falls, we gather to honor the great cycle of life and death. Come, every member of our clan, living, dead, and undecided, and let us celebrate what it is to be an Adams. When you're an Adams, you need to have a little moonlight. When you're an Adams, you need to feel a little chill. You have to see the world in shades of gray. You have to put some poison in your day.
That's the way when
you're an
Adams.
You need to have a sense of humor. When
you're an
Adams,
you need to have a taste for death.
Who cares about the world outside and what it wants from you? When you're an Adams, you do what Adams always do. When you're an Adams, you gotta have a lot of passion. When you're an Adams,
you need to really love your wife
several times a day.
You're happy when your toes are in the mud.
You're an
Adams.
You need to grab
grab a bow and arrow.
When you're an atom,
you need a moment to explode.
Just pour a potion,
flip the switch,
and wait till things get hot. When you're an atom, you have to really stir the pot.
So keep your sunshine and keep your glee, country music in Tennessee.
Keep your laughter
and MTV,
and all will be alright. Give us shadows and give us gloom, broken glass in a motel room, something fun we can all assume, and give it all tonight.
And on this special night beneath our family tree, we summon our beloved ancestors.
From whatever cult now to reappear.
Every cadaver start the palaver once in an atmosphere.
Cult, you're decaying, hear what we're saying. Try now to give a cheer.
Line dance!
Rollicking number there from the opening of the Addams Family. Hello, this is Count Larry Maslund here on Blood Way to Main Street, special edition here on the Peconic Public Broadcasting. Now, that's hard to say if you're from Transylvania. Actually, my grandmother was from Transylvania. That's true. All right, so we're going to our next level of monsters. We have, of course, the werewolf. Oh, there's the wolf, werewolf. Okay, so we got two werewolf songs for you coming up. One is from Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods, of course, a great werewolf number sung by Bob Vestenberg. And then we have Frank Sinatra, yes, that wonderful old Blue Eyes. They call me Old Red Eyes. Anyway, we have Old Blue Eyes singing another werewolf song. So doubleheader, first, Into the Woods.
Good day, young lady.
Good day, Mr. Wolf.
Look at that flesh, pink and plump. Hello, little girl. Tender and fresh, not one lump. Hello, little girl. This one's especially lush, delicious. Hello, little girl, what's your rush? You're missing all the flowers. The sun won't set for hours. Take your time.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled.
But slow, little girl, hark and hush. The birds are singing sweetly. You'll miss the birds completely. You're traveling so fleetly. Grandmother first, then Miss Plump. What a delectable couple. Not a perfection, one brittle, one supple, one moment, my dear.
One may fall the path and never stray.
Just so, little girl, any path, so many worth exploring. Just one would be so boring. And look what you're ignoring. Think of those crisp, aging bones, and something fresh on the palate. Think of that scrumptious carnality twice in one day. There's no possible way to describe what you feel when you're talking to your meal.
Mother said not to stray, still I suppose a small delay. Granny might like a fresh bouquet. Goodbye, Mr. Wolf.
Goodbye, little girl. And hello.
Maybe it wasn't a werewolf song. I saw the list. It said the full moon and empty arms. I thought that had to be a werewolf. Anyway, that was Frank Sinatra. And a nice song, a little Rachmaninoff snuck in there for you. Okay, we are continuing our Blood Way to Main Street Halloween show. And one of the great cities in the world for monsters happens to be Paris. Yes, the capital of Paris, France. And you have two great ones there, both of whom who have been musicalized. The first, of course, you all know. He's the number one box office champ in Broadway of all time. That's the Phantom of the Opera. Ooh, scary guy. He lives in the opera. He wears a mask. He sings all these notes. And, you know, the girl got to sing. You need two girls to sing that show, to sing the lead, one for matinees. Anyway, we're going to hear the opening number to the Phantom of the Opera. And then we are going back to Paris to hear one of my good friends, that crazy, wacky, nutty bell ringer Quasimodo, in a French musical, quite a success, never came here yet, called Notre Dame de Paris, which you'll know is the original title of Hunchback of Notre Dame, written by Victor Hugo. So, first we're going to hear the British West End original cast album of Phantom of the Opera. Then we are going to Paris to hear a song between Quasimodo and Esmeralda from Notre Dame de Paris. But first, the biggest hit musical of all time. Take it away, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Thank you. I have needed you with me to serve me, to sing for my music, my music.
Les oiseaux qu'on met en cage peuvent-ils encore voler? Les enfants que l'on outrage peuvent-ils encore aimer? J'étais comme une hirondelle, j'arrivais avec le printemps, je courais par les ruelles en chantant des chants gitans. Où es-tu, sonneur de cloche? Où es-tu, mon Quasimodo? Viens me sauver de la corde, viens écarter mes barreaux.
Où es-tu, mon Esmeralda? Où te caches-tu de moi? Voilà au moins 3 jours déjà qu'on ne te voit plus par là. Es-tu parti en voyage avec ton beau capitaine, sans fiançailles, sans mariage, comme à la mode païenne? Serais-tu morte peut-être, sans prière et sans couronne? Ne laisse jamais un prêtre s'approcher de ta personne.
Souviens-toi d'un jour de foire
où l'on m'avait mis à l'arbre,
quand je t'ai donné à boire.
À genoux,
on est devenu ce jour-là amis à la vie à la mort. Il se passe entre toi et moi quelque chose de tellement fort.
Les oiseaux qu'on met en cage peuvent-ils encore voler? Les enfants que l'on outrage peuvent-ils encore
aimer? Well, that Quasimodo rings my chimes, I tell you that much. Okay, that was from the French cast album of Notre Dame de Paris. A little international stretch of your imagination there. Okay, we're back to our Halloween broadcast here on Bloodway to Main Street. The next monster hero, comes from London, another great city for monsters. It's the Werewolf of London, and of course our favorite Dr. Jekyll. So this is multiple choice. Do you get your Dr. Jekyll, or do you get your Mr. Hyde, or do you get Colm Wilkinson? That's who you get. You get Colm Wilkinson from the concept album of Jekyll and Hyde, about to drink that magic potion that will make him play hide-and-go-seek with all those ladies in London. All right, take it away. Now we get Colm Wilkinson as Dr. Jekyll.
This is the moment, this is the day, this is the moment when I know I'm on my way. Every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play. It's here and now, today. This is the moment. This is the time. When the momentum and the moment are in rhyme. Give me this moment. This momentous moment. I'll gather up my past and make some sense at last. This is the moment when all I've done, all of the dreaming, scheming and screaming becomes one. This is the day. See it shine when all I've lived for becomes mine. This is the moment. This is the hour when I can open up tomorrow like a flower. And put my hand to everything I plan to fulfill my grand design, see all my stars align. This is the moment, my final test. Destiny beckon, I never reckon second best. This is the moment, the sweetest moment of them all. This is the moment, damn all the odds. This day or never, I'll sit forever with the gods. When I look back,
don't drink that. Oh, too late. All right. Well, he became Mr. Hyde in the second act. All right. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Bloodway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And clearly we're doing something a little screwy and a little crazy because it's Halloween, and Halloween is a time to put on a mask or a costume and jump around and be a wacky, crazy person. So that's what we're doing today. If you like the show and you like our station, we have a Facebook page you should check out, and you can do the little thumb up and write a comment. Let us know what you think. And please, if you are a Broadway fan, don't disown me for today's show. There have been a few Broadway musicals that had to do with monsters, some not successful. There was a Dracula musical, sorry to say, didn't work, by Frank Wildhorn, and Dance of the Vampires. So people tend to go maybe a little more romantic in the vampire tradition. So we have one of those, the wonderful Chita Rivera playing the creepy, webby, the tantalizing Spider-Woman from Kander and Ebb's Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Here is the title number.
Sooner or later, you're certain to meet in the bedroom, the parlor, or even the street. There's no place on earth you're likely to miss her kiss. Sooner or later, in sunlight or gloom, when the red candles flicker, she'll walk in the room, and the curtains will shake, and the fire will hiss. Here comes her kiss. And the moon grows dimmer, at the tide's low ebb, and her black beach shimmer, and you're aching to move, but you're caught in the web of the spider woman in her velvet cape. You can scream, but you cannot escape. Sooner or later, your love will arrive, and she touches your heart. You're alert and alive, but there's only one pin that can puncture such bliss: her kiss. Sooner or later, you bathe in success, and your minions salute. They say nothing but yes, but your power is empty. It fades like the mist once you've been kissed. And the moon grows dimmer at the tide's low ebb, and your breath comes faster, and you're aching to move, but you're caught in the web of the spider woman in her velvet cape. You can run, you can scream, you can hide, but you cannot escape.
Wow, that is some black widow, that spider woman. Don't let her kiss you. You never know what's going to happen. Well, when we come to Broadway musicals and the idea of Halloween, there's only one song that I can think of that actually has Halloween in the title. And that is from the musical Applause by Strauss and Adams. And here we have Eve Harrington, the young girl who is trying to take over Margot Channing's career. So it's not exactly a horror film musical, but I don't know. I wouldn't turn my back on that Eve Harrington. She's a scary one. And here's the story about how she grew up, sung admirably by a wonderful Broadway singer-performer, Penny Fuller. It's hard to say. I say it again. Penny Fuller from Applause.
Remember that Halloween when you were nine? You wore a fairy queen costume of your own design. Well, look at you now. And you put on rouge and lipstick, though it wasn't allowed. You were so proud. And Daddy said, wash your face, you look like a whore. That's what he said. No more. And so you went upstairs, washed your face, took off your dress, threw it away, got into bed, as though it were the end of an ordinary day. And outside, the moon continued to shine. Remember that Halloween when you were nine? Well, damn you, Daddy. Look at your little girl now! And bitchy and manic. Calm and collected, no sign of panic. She's alive, she's alive, so alive. I'm wound up like a spring that's been tightened, dreamy and dizzy but not a bit frightened. I'm alive, I'm alive, so alive. Everybody loves the winner, but nobody worries how you got there once you're standing on the top. So I feel up and together and steady, eager, excited, so come on, I'm ready, ready for the climb. Baby, it's my time.
Well, Eve Harrington may be alive, but here we are, the undead host of your show today, your special Halloween Blood the Way to Main Street special. Well, there's one song you can't do without, even though it's not really from a Broadway show, but you can't have a Halloween broadcast without our next song, so here we go. Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers.
From his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wow.
From my laboratory in the castle east,
wow,
to the master bedroom where the vampires feast,
wow,
the ghouls all came from their humble to get a jolt from my electrodes.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Wow.
The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash. And do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can
monster mash.
Okay, a wonderful song, we got it out of the way. Let's take a look at one of my great chums, Boris Karloff, who was a little parodied there in that last song. Boris Karloff, a great gentleman of the movies and of the stage. His movies belied the fact that he was a very gentle, cultivated soul underneath all those makeup and the electrodes and the scars and whatnot. And he was on Broadway in Arsenic and Old Lace. And Peter Pan, that's right. Boris Karloff played Captain Hook, that great villain, in a stage version with the incidental music and songs written by none other than Leonard Bernstein. So let's hear a little bit of two-song tribute to my friend Boris Karloff. We'll hear him singing the pirate song from Peter Pan, and then we'll segue into Young Frankenstein.
Quiet, everyone. Listen. The pirates! Down below, everyone! Quick, down below!
Thank you.
A more villainous-looking brotherhood never hung on any gallows. And the cruelest jewel in that dark setting is Captain Hook himself. Eyes of cold blue, hair dressed in long black curls, and the grimmest part of him is his iron claw, which takes the place of his lost left hand. They've halted now, directly above the boy's home.
The evilest creatures in all the earth.
The evilest creatures in all the earth.
We are evil, the fun and the tenors are.
It is true that the bases have evil of faces, but we are more evil inside.
They are trying to boast of their pride.
Not true, our three voices are just a disguise.
The good-heartedness shines in their eyes.
Not true, our three voices are just a disguise.
The good-heartedness shines in their eyes.
The good-heartedness shines in their eyes.
The good-heartedness shines in their eyes.
Enough!
Enough of this bickering stuff. When I am around, there's no question of who is the meanest, the lowest, the loathsomest, cruelest. Look, it's Hook!
Aye, it's a Captain Hook!
Eat blood, drink blood, dream blood, think blood. And you all can have as malicious a look as the meanest of all, Captain Hook.
Aye, the meanest is Captain Hook.
Eat blood,
drink blood,
dream blood,
think
blood. And you all can have as malicious a look as the meanest of all, Captain Hook.
Aye, the meanest is Captain Hook. There's nothing lower than Captain Hook. There's nothing lower than Captain Hook.
You don't know where to go to. Why don't you go where fashion sits?
Moderate!
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Moderate!
Dressed up like a $1 million trooper. Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Super-duper!
Come, let's mix with Rockefellers. Walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst.
Underrated!
Have you seen Zavelle to do up and down Park Avenue?
On that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air.
High hats and arrow collars. White spats and lots of dollars.
Spending every dime for a wonderful time.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where the fashion sits?
Put putting on the Ritz.
Different types who wear a day coat, prints with stripes and cutaway coats, the perfect fits.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Putting on the Ritz. Take it!
Let's mix the Rockefellers, walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst.
Thank you.
Bell. That, of course, was the cast of Young Frankenstein, the Mel Brooks musical, Puttin' on the Ritz. I actually thought that was not a bad musical. It deserved a little bit of a longer run. But, you know, all of us monsters and vampires and zombies, we get to live forever, and so does that great Broadway music. So I hope you enjoyed our slightly strange, but hopefully amusing trip down the memory lane. So fangs for the memories, get it? Fangs for the memories, all right, wasn't that funny. Well, we didn't get to play Mamma Mia, but we got most of the monster creepy horror musicals on Broadway today. I think we got everyone. Oh, the dawn is slightly starting to come over the castle wall, so I must go back to my coffin. I'm going to flap away, but let's not go without two other characters, witches. We haven't had any witches yet. We got to have some witches in the Broadway musical. So first we'll hear Sarah Vaughan being bewitched, and of course we'll end with the two most famous witches in Broadway history, the end of Act One from Wicked. But first, the wonderful, delightful Sarah Vaughan, she bewitches me. So this is your count going flapping away. And thank you for joining us today on Broadway to Main Street. All right. We'll see you next year. Goodbye.
A fool, and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered and bewildered, am I? Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep, bewitched, bothered and bewildered, am I? Lost my heart, but what of it?
Why couldn't you have stayed calm for once, instead of flying off the handle? I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy how you hurt your cause forever. I hope you think you're clever. I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy too. I hope you're proud how you would grovel in submission to feed your own ambition. So though I can't imagine how, I hope you're happy right now. Elfie, listen to me. Just say you're sorry. You can still be with the wizard. What you've worked and waited for, you can have all you ever wanted.
I know.
But I don't want it.
No.
I can't want it anymore. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity. And you can't pull me down.
Can't I make you understand? You're having delusions of grandeur.
I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, afraid of losing love, I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I'd sooner die defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye, I'm defying gravity. And you can't pull me down.
Glenda, come with me. Think of what we could do together.
Unlimited. Together we're unlimited. Together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been. Glenda, dreams the way we planned them. If we work in tandem, there's no fight we cannot win. You're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss. I really hope you get it and you don't live to regret it. I hope you're happy in the end. I hope you're happy, my
told me lately. Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.